Good evening, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name's Kathy Corpino.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm Marie. How are you?
Doing okay.
That's good.
What can I do for you today?
Okay, so I had gotten a flyer. I guess you guys have come into our neighborhood and put up a different type of internet. I thought you guys were with Spectrum, so I never bothered to call. But I was wondering if I could know about the service.
Yeah,
And if,
absolutely.
yeah,
I'd be
I'm
more than
not really
happy to
good
give
at.
you some information. So we
Okay.
are an entirely fiber optic company. So what that means is it's a bit different than what Spectrum or other cable companies offer. They still use coaxial, whereas we use optical cables. What that means is that the data is pushed through the cable with pulses of light, which makes it that much faster.
Oh, okay.
Now, what we offer, we have two plans currently available. We have the 1 gig and the 2 gig. The 1 gig, and of course, this is based on speeds, the 1 gig is symmetrical. What that means is that not only will you have 1,000 megabytes per second down, but you'll also have 1,000 megabytes per second upload speed as well. So that means no more lagging on like video conferences, video gaming, if you're playing online multiplayer. If you're like me, who's a photographer on the side, you would be uploading your photos as back to your backup drives or backup online,
Okay.
much, much faster. Now, the
I'm
two
more
gig is
worried
the
about
same
like
thing.
streaming. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, yeah. So the buffering would be literally non-existent at that point.
Yeah, even my emails, it's horrible. It's horrible. And the price
Really?
keeps just going up and up, and I can't afford
I
it.
know it's getting so crazy with the pricing.
It is.
Like with the cable company I was with, it was $172 a month for just
Oh
1 gig.
my God. I
Yeah,
wouldn't
and
even
then when
think
I
of
wanted
getting that.
playoffs and I had to go for a cable TV, it brought my bill up to almost 400, which was just
Oh,
outrageous.
that's ridiculous. That is absolutely insane.
Yeah, while we don't offer TV service, we do offer home phone and internet service. The home phone service, if anybody is interested, is $24.99 a month. And then the internet service for the 1 gig is $79.99 regular price every day. If you sign up for your auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account, you get $10 off for 2 years.
Oh
So
yeah, I saw
$10 off
that
a month.
$69.
So it
Yeah,
brings it
yeah.
down to $69.99 a month
Yep.
for 2 years.
Okay.
And then after the 2 years, it would just go back up to the regular everyday price of $79.99. Now, the greatest part about it is the fact that your equipment is included and the taxes and fees. So you're never paying a penny more than $69.99 unless you were to include additional things or if you were to miss your payment, then of course, yeah. We don't offer any like late payment fees or we don't charge any late payment fees, but like obviously if you miss the first month, we would charge for both months. Just to kind of elaborate on that.
All right. Now, as far as like, did I get in time to like, what do you have to do to hook it up? Do you have to go in my house?
Yes, so we do have to set up an appointment, and of course, depending on the address, I could tell you when we would be able to do it. Right now, there are some addresses that are in pre-order stage. What that means is that the in-service date has not arrived yet, but we're able to get you into the system. Once that in-service date passes or arrives, rather, we would be able to give you a call and get you scheduled. Now, you'll notice a few days before your appointment, sometimes even the day before, you would see a team of ours come onto the property to get the outside of your home hooked up to the network at the street. That's called the drop cable installation. Oftentimes we do bury it. If we have to go aerial, then we'll go aerial, but the burial is just a little bit better at times. Especially because, you know, we get those harsh winters and occasionally we get those hurricanes, like for example, what was it? It wasn't Sandy, it was the other one. We had that other one in 2011 that was really bad that left a whole bunch of neighborhoods out of electric for like 3 weeks. It was
Yeah,
crazy.
I remember that. So then, like, that would, so Ariel is, like, on the poles, and then the other one's underground, is what you're saying?
So, yes. So oftentimes what would happen is when we have our construction crews out on the streets burying the cables in the public service areas, so we lay down quite a bunch of fiber, and then when it comes time to hook up your house, we'll go from that junction box to your home, to the outside of your home.
I know quite a few people in my neighborhood have already signed up for it. Actually, my dad didn't. He's just like two blocks away. He just got it a couple weeks ago, so I thought that you had to come in the house, and I'm like, my house is like, I'm a mess. It's like I'm trying to pack stuff up, and I kind of wanted to get things cleaned up, but that ain't going to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to happen by the time you get there, so I'm just like, I'm kind of embarrassed, but I would really want to find out.
No, that's understandable.
But is it still the free installation, or do I screw
it up? Oh,
yes,
no,
that?
It's free installation.
Okay.
So we don't charge any installation fees at this time. Again, all your taxes and fees are included, and the equipment as well. So the modem and the router are both included in your monthly price. And I mean, that's usually the best that, you know, most companies offer.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes with cable, I know with
modem?
My cable company, we actually had to pay for our equipment. We had an equipment rental fee.
Yeah, they were going to do that to me too, but I bought my own modem. But you guys have your own that you set up?
We have our own that we set you up with because, again, it's not coaxial going into the modem.
Okay.
It's fiber.
Okay. All right. Now, as far as, like, if when you were going to come out, like, just say the day that you guys were going to come out, is it something that I could get a call and run home because I'm, like, 5 minutes away from the house? Or no,
I mean, we could definitely set up a note to state to please notify you when en route. But I mean, it's always better to choose a day that you're available. We do installs on the weekends as well, if that works better for you. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, definitely either after 5:15 or Saturdays or Sunday. I don't care what day.
Yeah, so Saturdays and Sundays we do also do installs as long as it's not phone service in which you are porting over your number. So I don't know if you currently have a home phone.
I do.
Are you planning on keeping that number?
Oh, yeah. It's on the internet. It's part of Vantage.
Okay. Yeah. So the thing is that the porting system can't port numbers over on the weekends. And it does take a few days for that to take effect. But we would have it working on the date of install before the tech even leaves. So at that point, we would have to have a weekday for that.
That's not a problem at all. I mean, like, as far as the phone, because that's only my give out number for whatever. I have, like, I do everything on my cell phone. It's just for anybody that needs to leave a message because my cell phone's filled up because, well, you don't want to hear my drama. But I don't erase my messages because I'm not.
I mean, neither do I.
I just don't want to deal with it. I had some guy that was just whining, and I was just like, screw this. I'm not dealing with this shit. So my home phone, I get emails, you know, sent to me by Vonage. It's written out, so I just get
them. Oh, yeah,
that
so
way.
You just read the voicemail, kind of like how iPhones work with the voice translation.
You do that too?
Yeah, I have my cell phone automatically transcribes my voicemails.
Oh, really? Your cell phone can do that?
Yep, my iPhone does.
Oh, I don't have an iPhone.
I did have an Android that did that as well.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
So your phone service would basically be the same thing, and I could keep my own number?
Yes. So you would be able to keep your home phone number. We would be able to port it over, but again, the installation would have to take place on a weekday at that point. And
no, I understand.
Our installation times are 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m.
Okay.
So we don't have any, like, late night ones, unfortunately. But
that's okay. I could take a lunch, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I
So
mean, it
that's
can
not a
take up
problem.
to a maximum of 1.5 hours for the install to complete, but typically it's relatively quick.
Now, what about like you said, checking account? So it's not your charge card. You got to take it right out of my checking account.
Yeah, so I mean, that's how you would maximize on savings. We still give a
All right.
discount for credit or debit cards, but it's only $5 versus the $10 that you save with your checking account.
It's not a problem. I always leave $100 for a cushion in there, so even at that, it would be fine.
Okay.
I get nervous about that kind of stuff. I am
No,
so
I get
old
it.
school.
But the
I
good
am
thing
really old
is,
school.
no worries. The good thing about it is, though, it's always on the same date every month.
Okay.
So, once the installation is available and you're able to get scheduled, that installation date would be when your invoice would be sent out. I've had some
Okay.
customers where the invoice is sent out and they get charged the same day. I've had others where it just pulls out on a different day. It's usually within a few days of the invoice.
It's really not an issue. It really isn't. I just,
Okay.
like I said, with Bonds, they just took it off my credit card, but I didn't really want to do that either because
Yeah.
I just like paying my bills, but at the place, as a matter of fact, I told you I'm old school.
I think not many people would agree with you on paying your bills and liking paying your bills
Oh my God.
much. I mean, I look at all of my bills in dread.
Oh no, me too. But I have them all listed out when I have to pay them, when I have to do this, that,
Yeah,
and another thing.
exactly.
Yeah, because I don't want to miss anything, and I do
I
even
don't blame you.
occasionally. Freaking went to Lowe's the other day to pay my bill when I picked up the door that I ordered, and forgot to pay the freaking bill, so I was late,
Oh,
$35. Cool.
no.
Yeah, I was so mad.
Oh, I believe
My
it.
fault.
I would
Live
be
and
too.
learn.
Yeah, and
But
that's why it's always so important to pay them on time. But the good thing
yeah.
is we don't charge you a late fee.
Well, that's because you're taking it, so that's good. So now, how would I set this up for you guys to come out? Do you call me back, or do I call you, or?
Well, no, so we can actually go through the system right now, get you in the system, and I'll have a better idea as to when your appointment would be.
All right, you know what? I got to get back to work. Can I call you when I get home? Are you guys
Yes,
going to be there?
absolutely. Yes, we
All
actually
right.
have a 24/7 line, so.
All right. I'm going to call back in like a half hour or 45
Yeah,
minutes as soon as I get home
absolutely.
because I got to go punch out of work now. I just
Okay.
couldn't wait.
No
So I'll
worries.
call back, I promise. But thank you
Okay.
so much. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And
I
we're
can't
here
wait
for
to get
any
started.
questions that you may have or any issues or things
Oh,
that
don't tell
you're
me that.
thinking
I'm
about.
calling you every week.
Well, related issues, I should say.
I get it. No, I'm not going to notice, trust me. But thank you. I appreciate
Oh,
your
of
help, and I'll
course.
be calling back in a little bit.
All right, absolutely. Thank you so much
Have a
for
good
calling
night.
Archtop Cafe, and I hope you have a
No,
great
thank you
evening.
so much for your help.
Of
Bye-bye.
course. We'll speak to you soon.
Bye. Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.